Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in 129th episode of Mann Ki Baat program at 11 this morning. Polling underway in Myanmar for first phase of general election. Earthquake of magnitude 7 hits Taiwan, no major damage reported. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet his US counterpart Donald Trump today in Florida to discuss peace plan for ending war with Russia. And in women's cricket, hosts India to take on Sri Lanka in 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 129th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Myanmar, polling is underway for the first phase of general election. This is the first election in 5 years after the army overthrew the government of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. We have more from our correspondent.
The military has termed the latest polls as a return to multi-party democracy. Voting is currently underway in different parts of the country, with the second phase scheduled on 11th of January, while the third phase on 25th of January. Today, polling will be held in 102 of the country's 330 townships. However, voting has been cancelled in 56 townships. Though 57 parties have fielded candidates, most are posting candidates only in their own home states or regions. Six parties are competing nationwide. Aung San Suu Kyi and her party are not participating. In total, nearly 5,000 candidates are competing for more than 1,100 seats in the two chambers of the national legislature and in state and regional legislatures. The Union Election Commission has yet to release the total number of eligible voters, but in 2020, there were more than 37 million. Meanwhile, the conflict in Myanmar triggered by the 2021 coup has killed an estimated 90,000 people and displaced more than 3.5 million, according to monitoring groups and the United Nations. It has left nearly half of the country's population of 55 million in need of humanitarian assistance. Komudi Parekh for World News.
In Taiwan, an earthquake of magnitude 7 struck nearly 32 kilometers off northeastern coastal city of Yilan last night. The island's weather administration said that there are no immediate reports of major damage. The quake, with an epicenter at a depth of 73 kilometers, was felt across the country and shook buildings in the capital, Taipei. Taipei City's government said there was no major damage reported in the immediate aftermath, with some isolated cases of damage including gas and water leakage and minor damage to buildings. Taiwan President Lai Ching-te said in a social media post that authorities had the situation under control and also urged the population to be on alert for aftershocks. Pakistan is facing a serious humanitarian crisis as families of people reported missing in Balochistan staged protests outside the Quetta Press Club yesterday, urging authorities to disclose the whereabouts of their relatives. The protesters described the situation as a serious humanitarian crisis, saying the prolonged lack of information has caused severe mental anguish to families of the missing persons. The protesters added that the issue goes beyond personal loss and raises larger concerns about human rights, constitutional safeguards, and the rule of law. Claiming that local institutions have failed to address their appeals, the families called on international human rights organizations to intervene. Afghanistan has exported pomegranates from Kandahar province to Qatar for the first time as a significant step in efforts to expand the country's agricultural products to new international markets. The shipment, totaling about 20 tons, reflects a growing initiative by Afghan producers to reach buyers beyond the region. The province's pomegranate shipments have increased by around 32% compared with last year, with nearly 22,000 tons sent to countries including Malaysia, Uzbekistan, and Russia. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet US President Donald Trump in Florida today amid heightened tensions between Russia and Ukraine and ongoing US efforts to broker peace in the region. A report.
Both the leaders will discuss a 20-point peace plan and potential U.S. security guarantees. Zelensky noted that his administration is working with Washington on a long-term roadmap for Ukraine's prosperity. His visit came amid one of the heaviest aerial assaults yesterday on Kyiv in recent weeks, which left at least two dead and disrupted electricity and heating supplies across large parts of the city. Zelensky met Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in Halifax in Canada yesterday during a stopover en route to Florida. During the meeting, Carney announced $1.82 billion in new economic assistance for Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Kyiv of lacking urgency in seeking a peaceful settlement. He said that if Ukraine were unwilling to resolve the conflict through negotiations, Russia would continue to pursue its objectives by force. Shagun Chopra for World News.
Young people in the United Kingdom will be offered paid gap years by the Ministry of Defence in an effort to introduce citizens to military life early as part of a new whole-of-society approach to defence. The scheme set to launch in March 2026 will give participants the opportunity to spend a year training and working across the Army, Royal Navy and Royal Air Force, the government said in a statement. The program will initially recruit around 150 people to experience military life without long-term commitment. Government officials hope to grow the scheme to over 1,000 young people, subject to interest. The program is aimed at school leavers and young adults under 25 who may be unsure about their future career path. In Guatemala, at least 15 people were killed and 19 injured after a passenger bus plunged into a ravine on the Inter-American Highway in western part of the country, authorities said. The dead include 11 men, 3 women and a minor. Leandro Amado, a spokesperson for local firefighters, told reporters that 19 injured people were taken to hospitals near the scene yesterday. The crash occurred in the Solola department, an area known for dense fog that reduces visibility for drivers. On to sports now. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the 4th T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue are already leading the 5-match series with an unassailable lead of 3-0. The 5th match of the series will be played on Tuesday at the same venue. In the last match played on Friday, host India defeated the visitors by 8 wickets. Earlier in the first two matches of the series in Visakhapatnam, India won both the matches comfortably by showing all-round performance. The series was crucial for India as part of Women's T20 World Cup preparations. The series also set a stage to tune skills for the Women's Premier League beginning next month. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member squad for the upcoming ICC Men's Under-19 World Cup, scheduled to be held in Zimbabwe and Namibia from 15th of January to 6th of February next year. The squad will be led by Ayush Mathre, while Vivan Malhotra will be the vice-captain. Vaibhav Suryavanshi, Aaron George and Abhigyan Kundu are also part of the squad. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in 129th episode of Mann Ki Baat program at 11 this morning. Polling underway in Myanmar for first phase of general election. Earthquake of magnitude 7 hits Taiwan, no major damage reported. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to meet his US counterpart Donald Trump today in Florida to discuss peace plan for ending war with Russia. And in women's cricket, host India to take on Sri Lanka in 4th T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram at 7 this evening. That's the end of World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.